If you're paying attention today, you would have noticed a huge improvement in the value of the rand, nearly 3% better against the US dollar. And that was because of a really good news story around American inflation. Remember, inflation in the United States hit levels of 9.1% in June, worst levels in 40 years. Well, in July, inflation softened to 8.5%. Now, that's still, by historical standards, incredibly high. But this is the first break that inflation has caught in the United States in about 12 months. Kevin Lings is the chief economist at StanLib on the line to us from Joburg this evening. Is this the beginning of the end of the beginning? Are we at the beginning of something new, Kevin Lings? Where are we in the American inflation cycle?
Even Bruce, I like the way you put that, because I think it's the turning point in terms of the headline number. So the 9.1% that you mentioned, I think that will turn out to be the peak of inflation. And so this number suggests the first moderation. And going forward, I think you'll see inflation moderate further. The problem, though, is that their target is 2%. So they've got a long way to go to get this down from 8.5% to 2%. And along the way, there's some critical areas that are not going to come down easy. And by that I mean something called shelter inflation, which is a fancy way of saying rental, the cost of housing, rental inflation. And that number tends to be very sticky once it's gone up, and it sits at about 5.7% at the moment. Once that number's gone up, it's very difficult to get that number under control. By that I mean bring it down to 2% without the housing market going into a significant slump. In other words, what you have to now do in the U.S. is get people to demand less housing so that the cost of renting a house starts to go down. That you've got to put up interest rates quite a bit to do that. So there are a lot of challenges ahead for the U.S. inflation. They've won this early battle in terms of you've seen the peak, and this is all to do with energy prices. The oil prices come off a bit. Their gasoline inflation has come off a bit, and I think that will help them in the shorter term to get the inflation number lower. But to get it back to target, that's a different story, a more difficult and more challenging task for their central bank.
Does this mean higher inflation, higher interest rates for longer? Some are predicting continued 75, 100 basis point hikes, or is the pressure off the U.S. Fed?
Look, I think there was this expectation that the Fed would do another 75 basis points at the next meeting, because the numbers still look very strong, the economy still looks quite robust, especially the labor market. And I think if this number, this inflation number, had come out at higher, slightly higher than expected, or still around the 9% level, then 75 would have been a pretty much a certainty. The fact that it's eased off, it just opens the opportunity for them to maybe hike 0.5%. But you're still looking at successive rate hikes. You're not at the top of the rate cycle in the United States. You've probably still got another 100 basis points to go from here before you're at the top of the interest rate cycle. But what this number does is it just takes away a little bit of that anxiety that had been building up in recent months. So if you follow the U.S. inflation data, then in the last couple of months, the inflation number has surprised strongly to the upside. And so just ahead of this number, there was a sort of discussion in the market, could this number again be a strong surprise to the upside? And a lot of anxiety around that. And if it had it surprised strongly to the upside, you would have been thinking much higher interest rates for a lot longer. So this takes away some of that extreme anxiety, but it doesn't solve the inflation problem. That's a longer path, and I think all of next year to get inflation closer to the target, and even then probably only 24 that you are actually at the target.
Okay, so it's a bit of good news, but inflation's going to be tough. 12, 18, 24 months, we continue to be in a very uncertain global environment.
That's right. I don't think it's going to get, convincingly better in terms of saying, okay, we are now going to start to expect interest rate cuts early next year, anything like that. As I say, a longer road ahead.
How does it play out for us? Sorry, Kevin. How does it play out for us sitting here in South Africa, where our Reserve Bank has been very apprehensive about inflation, which came out last month at, 7.5%?
So it's a good indication on a couple of levels. One is it certainly suggests where the peak of these sorts of numbers are, and we've got similar, actually, when you look at our fuel inflation, it's been very similar in percentage terms to the US. So that gives us some comfort that these numbers are going to start to roll over. The second, probably more important thing is that it also suggests that you don't have to see this ever-increasing interest rate cycle. And there's no doubt that our Reserve Bank pays careful attention to what the U.S. does. So it just takes away a little bit of the anxiety around our own interest rate story. And you could see what happened in the markets in terms of the dollar suddenly under pressure. I think the dollar weakened by more than 1%. The rand benefiting a bit as people sort of put on a bit of risk, go into slightly riskier assets, and the rand benefits. And obviously with the rand coming down, that immediately then helps us again, because we've got a better petrol price outlook, get another petrol price reduction. That takes away some of the inflationary pressure, less imported inflation concerns. So all of it just eases our own anxiety about where our inflation numbers going, and importantly, what the Reserve Bank has to do to interest rates. Again, it doesn't solve the problem, but just takes away some of that extreme anxiety that was building up in recent months.
Fantastic. Kevin Lings, thank you. Chief Economist at StanLib.